Let's get over to Alice Alvey with a report on the legislative update. Alice is, again, Vice President of Partner Education and Training. Stress the word partner. That's Bill Cosgrove's name, what he calls all his employees. They're partners, not employees. I love that. And Alice is here with a legislative update. Alice, what you have for us today? You're using that new fancy microphone, your Yeti mic, so we get to hear you with even more clarity again. That's good.
Yes, thank you. I hope it works. Yeah, my report today is going to be an extension of what Adam was talking about from the MBA, which is the FHFA proposal that is published now. And so we have until May 22nd to comment. And because it's Freddie Mac proposing to offer second mortgages, honestly, this is a great opportunity for lenders. If you think about it, the idea that I could originate a second mortgage, definitely closed end, and then be able to sell it on the secondary market. So there are a lot of unanswered questions. I think Adam referenced one of them. Certainly, we don't know what the rates are going to be. In the proposal, Freddie used a bank rate average for HELOCs, and they give an example of here's how much it would cost a customer who went out and got a home equity loan or did a cash out refinance, I should say, and what would happen to their payment versus if they got a second mortgage alongside a 7.5% interest rate first. And they quoted that second mortgage at 9.5%. And it was still, of course, saving the customer over $100,000 over the life of the loan. So think about that, offering a 20-year fixed rate second mortgage for customers. It does have to be a Freddie Mac only first. So yeah, that's the issue. Yeah. And the second, you can't refi that first and keep the second. You're always going to have to start over again. That second would have to get paid off if you're going to walk through a refinance transaction in the future. So nothing crazy about this as far as the terms that they're considering rolling out. So I think the proposal as it stands, allowing an ADLTV, so credit unions, you're still safe if you want to go do those 90 LTVs. Freddie's not going to compete with you there. And not to exceed a 65 LTV for manufactured homes because of the additional risk that is seen there. So I think the product terms are great. So for those of you who don't want a lot of homework, you just go, yes, let's get it. You can go to the federalregister.gov. You can actually just Google Freddie Mac second mortgages proposal, and it should come up in one of your early hits. For me, it's right up at the top. And once you get to that page, it's super easy to post a comment, and you can just simply say, I agree with the proposal as it's written. That does have value so that we know we can try and get this moving. Now, some of the predictions on the when for this. So if you look at that, they have 30 days to get the comments. So we have till May 22nd. Then, of course, they're obligated to read all the comments. And as Adam said, they've got to respond then shortly after that. So this could be during this summer, later this summer, that we actually have this product available. I'd love to hear David. And David, if you guys have heard anything on this. And of course, there isn't anything out published yet on LLPAs, but would love to open it up for discussion and see what you guys have heard in the market.
Gettle, you heard anything on this at all? Nothing? You're shaking your head. I did. And what's really interesting, I heard quite a bit of comment on it as soon as this got launched, because people said, I hope you talk about this on your podcast. It's going to be a higher rate, number one, and it's going to require borrower education. One of the persons called me and they said, you're not going to believe this. We're working with a client right now. They ran into financial difficulties and they started making their payment. They decided to make the lower mortgage payment, which was their second mortgage, and they defaulted on their first mortgage. And they asked, why did you do that? It was the lower payments, the one we could afford. We've got to educate consumers what the heck that means.
There is not a component in the way the rules written for requiring any home buyer education. Yeah. Wait, are you saying someone wanted us to recommend adding that?
They thought that if we're going to be releasing, if Freddie is going to get into doing this, they need to at least explain the importance of making
home buyer ed. I'm not a fan. Watch it anyway. It'll be 30 seconds. They'll be multitasking over here. That's just not, doesn't have the impact people hope.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Here's the comment I will put in quickly to what Alice is talking about. Who's going to develop the education? Who's going to do it? And who's going to monitor it?
Because
home buyer education before any program has never worked. It's never been. And it has little to no impact on it whatsoever. On paying the mortgage.
Yeah. Bill, was that a call on Friday that we had that where this came up? I can't
remember. Yeah, it was. Yeah, the comment didn't come from me, but we were on a call together when that came up. Now, so I think one of the things with this that I think just adds a lot of noise is when you start getting into it has to be a Freddy first, that starts really swirling from the customer perspective. How do you go out and really market something like that? I mean, if you are and have been for a while 100% Freddy shop, that's great. You've got something to do. But if you've been selling to both Fannie and Freddie, how do you go to, well, you're my favorite customers, you can do this, but oh, this group, you can't do this. That always gets squirrely.
Yeah, the reason I think the education part of it comes to this is that what are the unintended consequences if you offer to one, you don't offer to someone else? Do you start tripping over some fair lending issues unwittingly because of that? So it's all these things that are out there. One person said it's primarily because they just need volume. Their volume's off and they're trying to figure out a way of getting volume up as well.
The other thing that I'm surprised that it's gotten this far is with all of their focus on mission critical business and the pushback on second homes and cash out refis, I'm not seeing how this checks those boxes.
It'll be interesting. Alice, let you finish up this segment on this talk. Your thoughts? Or Mark, do you want to jump in on it? Any thoughts you have, Mark?
I do have one quick comment on it. I think a couple of comments have been made about this program. And as we talked about it, it comes to home from other programs that I think about in the past. Everybody has a good idea, and we put programs out there. I think about the 203K, a couple other FHA programs that got put out there without any really parameters on laying them out or any borrower education or anything. And those things were massive failures for the lenders because they didn't understand them, massive failures to the borrowers, and they've hung around by the hardest. We don't need that. We don't need programs to just hang around. We need programs to be proactive and help our borrowers and help us as lenders. So if we're not going to spend the right time and effort putting the education together for the borrowers and education better for the lenders, let's not even do a program because we got better things to do than to waste our time on that. And that's the biggest concern I have out there is we continue to do that to ourselves over and over again. And all of us on this phone could probably make a list of 50 to 60 products during our career that came up from different lenders or from different agencies that went away and no thought was put into them and no education was put in them. And that's a recipe for failure, my opinion only.
And we got some HUD programs we need to bring back and focus on.
That's right.
245 and some of the programs that they have there, the home improvement, there's some good HUD programs that we need to go back and focus on. So I'm not a naysayer on it. I understand what driving it. And if it gets, we'll see where it goes and get some legs. But Alice, thanks for bringing it up and reporting on it. Really appreciate it.
And I think maybe Bill hit on the item that we have to make sure we do comment on is the comment should be, yes, I like this proposal, but it has to be Fannie Mae too. Maybe we start there in our responses. Yeah. It's not just Freddie Mac because we want to make sure we can offer it to all our consumers and the consumer's not in control of how their loan got sold. So I think that's a great point, Bill. And Mark, I don't disagree with you at all on the education. I'm a fan. Obviously, that's my life, but we'll make sure we do that at Union Home. I'd rather not have it enforced by the regulation where the consumer has to go out and just take something that isn't going to be what we would call world-class to make sure they understand what's available to them. And I do think there's a lot of value in servicing education too, that more lenders are grabbing on to for consumers once they become customers. So
good.
Back to you, Dave. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Alice.